Thank the Lord this evening for the blessings and the opportunity that we have to set aside a special time to come together and reflect upon Thanksgiving. You know, we had our special Thanksgiving service and our service Sunday afternoon to be able to share special songs and personal thanksgivings. But the Lord gave me a message that I'd like to share with you this evening about Thanksgiving. I'd like to start off with a very familiar passage of Scripture in 1 Thessalonians, in the 5th chapter and the 18th verse. It says, in everything, give what? In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So it is God's will for us to give thanks to Him. And the Scripture here says, in everything. So what is, every is a big word. It's an inclusive word. Now, so I have a question for us this evening. There's a picture behind me. To me, when I look at this picture, I see a really enjoyable place to be. There's mountains in the background. The weather's beautiful. It's you know, there's some clouds in the sky. I like a few clouds in the sky. And it's very tranquil, as you can see. It looks very peaceful. And I'm just wondering, is that how your year has been? Because we could say Thanksgiving, so what do we have to give thanks for? And we can say, I just had such a peaceful time. The weather and the tranquility and the calmness and the beauty of life, and that has been my year. Would you say this picture sums up your year? You don't have to answer that verbally. But do you know Thanksgiving is more? Thanksgiving is more because I can look at this and I can say, if I were in that boat, I could say in everything, give thanks. I can give thanks in this boat. Nobody's given me a problem. I mean, this man, there's no one giving him a problem. He's by himself. And but he might feel lonely. But so, you know, there's another side to that too, isn't there? But he's in a beautiful place. And we can say when we're in life situations like that are reflected by this, we can say I can give thanks. But for some, this next picture is probably, maybe looks a little more like your life this year. Now, I won't ask you which of these pictures reflects more what this year has been for you. But this reflects, you know, that there's a storm. And the wind's blowing and the rains are coming. And when you're in a storm like this, you can about start feeling like you're going to be overwhelmed. Do you know that even when we serve the Lord, it does not mean it's going to all be beautiful mountains and beautiful weather and placid waters? When we serve the Lord, there's going to be storms. There's going to be billows. There's going to be times that we feel like the circumstances of life are about to pull us under. But the Scripture said, in everything, give thanks. If you will turn with me to the book of Mark. Mark in the 4th chapter, and someone referred to this story Sunday afternoon. But in the 4th chapter of Mark in the 35th verse, it said, the same day when the even was come, Jesus said to them, his disciples, he said, let's pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. You know, I don't know of any more secure place to be than to be with Jesus. And you would tend to think, maybe, that if I'm with Jesus, everything's going to go good, because Jesus is our Savior, He's Lord, and He's the Master. And so if we're with Jesus, then surely we will have those tranquil waters and beautiful mountains, because I'm serving the Lord. But do you know that's serving the Lord is not a guarantee that everything's going to just go well, that there's never any problems, that there's no people problems, there's no relationship problems, there's no financial problems, there's no physical problems. God did not promise us that. But I do want to let us know this evening and remind us of the fact that even if we're not serving the Lord, there's still going to be problems. See, the devil tries to make us think sometimes because you're serving the Lord, you're just having a rough time. You know, things are difficult because you're serving the Lord. Do you realize, look around you at people that don't have the Lord in their life. Is their life placid waters, tranquil waters, and beautiful mountaintops? No. So we're not exempt from the storms of life. And the disciples here are with Jesus. And it said there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat in the ship, so it was now full. And Jesus was in the back part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Here the storm's coming up, and Jesus seems to be asleep. Lord, we're trying to serve you the best that we know how to do, and it just seems like you're asleep. And it seems like you're not here. And it seems like you're not working because, Lord, we're about to drown. Because they woke Jesus up and it said they were fearful. They woke him up and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Lord, do you not care? Have you all ever asked the Lord that question? Or at least thought it? Lord, do you not care? Do you not see the circumstances that I'm in? Lord, we're about to perish. We're about to go under. And Jesus rose and he rebuked the wind and he said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? So the message the Lord has put on my heart tonight to share with you is being thankful in the storm. Because we can be thankful when you have money in the bank, everybody's treating you wonderfully, life is good. But do you realize that life really is a few days and full of what? And full of trouble. And it's true for God's people as well. There's a lot of heartache in life. And it seems like that the longer I live and the more that time goes on, I see the heartache of life, the burdens that God's people bear. And even when we serve the Lord, because of sin around us, we carry the burden because of the effects of sin on those that we love, don't we? And there's a great weight that comes by that. So when he said, in everything give thanks, it also means in the storm. And if you've had a lot of storms in your life this year, and there are things you look at, and we don't understand the whys, we don't have all the answers to our questions, we say, and you're about to be overwhelmed, do you realize that we can still give God thanks? Even when we feel like we're about to sink, in the storm, there is a place to give God thanks. I want to remind us of the story of Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas had been out doing God's work. They were taken, they were stripped, they were beaten, and they were thrown in jail, and they were put in stocks. You know, they couldn't move. You know, that's when after a while your limbs get, you can't move, and they start locking up. They get stiff because you can't move your feet. You can't move your hands because you're in stocks. And at midnight, you know, midnight's really symbolic of great darkness. In the darkness, in the storm, you remember what Paul and Silas did? They sang. They prayed and they sang praises to God in the storm, in midnight, when they did not know if they'd ever get out. They probably wondered, I wonder if they're going to kill us. I wonder if they're going to sentence us to death. I wonder if we'll never see our loved ones again. We'll never see our families again. And yet, in the storm, they found a place to still give God praise. And you realize it is when we can find that place of praise in the storm that the burdens begin to get lifted. It doesn't mean that the Lord is always, as he did here when he said, "Peace be still," and everything got calm. Do you know that time is coming? But there's a time when the wind's blowing. There's a time when the waves are great and it seems like we're going to be overwhelmed. There's a place that we can still give God praise. And if you have not found that place this evening, I want to encourage you and challenge you to find the place that you can give God thanks even in the storm. This is the week of Thanksgiving, and I'm really thankful for this national holiday. It is probably the most spiritual holiday of any of the holidays we have in this country. It is a time to set aside to give God thanks. But as children of God, we're not just supposed to give God thanks this week. Thanksgiving is a part of who we are to be in serving the Lord. But we have to learn to give God thanks in the middle of suffering, Paul and Silas, in the middle of injustice, in the middle of when you can sit back and say, "That's not fair." But in everything, I will give thanks. You see, I have, and I'm sure many, some of you have as well, have a high sense of justice. I don't like things to be unfair. There's something that rises up. There's an injustice that's not fair. It's not right. But do you realize in serving the Lord, there's things that just aren't fair? So how are we going to respond when there's an injustice? In everything, Lord, I want to give thanks in the storm. So David said, and David was a man that had a lot of storms, but he was a man of great thanksgiving. He said in Psalm 136:1, he said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." Why? "For he is good and his mercy endureth forever." I believe Paul and Silas had that same mentality and heart set. That the Lord is good, we can still give God praise. And just to finish the story, when Paul and Silas gave praise, what happened? The stocks fell off, thank the Lord. That's when the prison was shaken. There was an earthquake and all the doors were open, every band. And that's not the end of the story. Someone got saved that night. And their family, the jailer, got saved that night. What if Paul and Silas would have sat there and quietly prayed with tears streaming? And there's a place for tears, folks. But there's a place in the tears to give God praise. If they would have sat there and said, "This was not right, and Lord, why did you do this? And we're working for you, and now we're in prison, and we can't do anything. What good are we doing in here for the kingdom of God?" But in the middle of their suffering, in the middle of the injustice, in the middle of their storm, they still gave God thanks because, "Lord, we still believe in you. Just because there's a storm and I don't understand what the future is, Lord, I still believe you're good." And through that, the Lord answered prayer and there was a miraculous deliverance that took place. Sometimes, folks, our deliverances come when we can still give God praise in the middle of the storm. Because I still believe in God. I don't understand life, but I understand my God and I still believe in him. I may not have confidence in this, and I may not have confidence in that person, and I may not be able to trust this situation, but Lord, I know in whom I have believed tonight. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep me. I am persuaded that God is good tonight. No matter how difficult life gets, no matter the suffering that we go through tonight, I believe God is worthy of praise tonight. He's done more than I can ever pay him back for. He saved my soul. He forgave me. So when life is tough, can I not still say, "Lord, thank you for saving me. Lord, I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. And though all men forsake me, though father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. When things are falling down around upon me, Lord, I'll still give you praise because I believe in your goodness." And that night, there was a man that was saved in his family, that jailer, and it was in part because Paul and Silas found how to give thanks in the storm. It's easier to feel sorry for ourselves, isn't it? it's easier to say, why me? Poor me. They have it pretty good. You know, we all have our storms. And I will say this tonight to the local congregation. And for those that are listening, I think that's widespread. I know many of you, many of us, have gone through a lot, are in a lot of storms right now. But we can still give God thanks. He is still worthy to be praised. And I thank God for that. I still remember, and I please don't get tired of me referring to it, but when a number of years ago, and I know the years are ticking by, but a number of years ago in the darkness of one of my storms, and it was probably well past midnight, sitting there in the living room, and it was dark, and it was desolate, and I was just in a very dark place in that storm, God assured me of His love. And it was a place that I was able to get hold of something, that I could still give Him thanks that I was a child of God. Even in the middle of sickness, my mind, I can't hardly handle some of the burdens and the weights and the effects that it has. And it was in darkness. And yet in the darkness, there's a place to give God thanks. He assured me of His love. And it's like Jeremiah, I believe, was in one of those same places. In Jeremiah 31, he said, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee. I've loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." In the storms that you face tonight, don't forget that God loves you with an everlasting love. We have reason to give God thanks tonight because God still loves us. And what is it that can separate us from the love of God? I mean, if God be for us, who can be against us? Life may be difficult, but if we are serving God, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall famine? Shall this tribulation? Shall distress? Persecution? Famine? Nakedness? Peril or sword? Will those separate us from the love of God tonight? So in the middle of the storm, I can say, "Lord, thank you. And I give you praise because I know that this storm cannot separate me from the love of God." The author went on there in Romans to say, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than what? We are more than conquerors." Yes, the storm may be beating, and I may feel like I'm even starting to sink, but by the grace of God, we are more than conquerors because my God loves me. And I love Him, giving God thanks in the storm. But what about when we fail? Can we still give God thanks? Seems like we fell short. Feels like I just messed up bad. Maybe I sinned. Maybe I backslid. Or maybe in my Christian experience, some things happened. I just left with, "Lord, I don't even understand what's happened. I don't know." What then? Can we still give God thanks? Remember the message that Jesus, the first message He shared, when He took the Word of God and He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal," who? "The brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." The Lord has forgiveness. So that gives us hope for tomorrow. That gives us hope. I can still thank Him then. I can praise Him because there's a Savior that died for me and He'll forgive me. What about when we have losses and we lose loved ones with death? Relationships are broken and difficulties of life and we're grieving. Can we give God thanks then, or can we say, "You all have to carry on with Thanksgiving this year. I've suffered a loss"? We can still give God thanks because He heals the brokenhearted. He's still doing that today. Yes, we shed our tears, but I have a hope. I have a Savior that I know is going to bring healing as I keep my eyes on Him. So we have cause to give Him thanks. For those that are bruised, you know what a bruise is? It's a wound under the skin that nobody sees. It's internal bleeding is what it is. And you know, we can all look, we can put on our smiles tonight. This is Thanksgiving. We're here to worship the Lord. And I hope all of you are blessed and happy and joyful in the Lord tonight. But you know, I also know there are bruises that we get in life. And just because we serve the Lord doesn't mean we're exempt from bruises. But can I give God thanks still? Yes, because He came to set at liberty them that are bruised. We have cause to give God thanks. And we also can give God thanks in the storm because we know, we are assured that all things what? Work together for who? To them that love God, to are those who are the called according to His purpose. If you love God tonight, you can know there may be storms that come. Man meant it for evil. Think about Joseph. Man meant what happened to him. Man meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. The storms of life, sometimes God sends the storm. But sometimes the storm just comes because of life. And sometimes the devil brings the storm. So do we have to identify who, where it came from and who sent it before we can give God thanks? As children of God, when the storm comes, even if it was intended by evil men, the Lord will turn something around to work something good in our life. It doesn't mean He caused the evil. God doesn't do that. But it means when there is evil, God can turn it around for us because we're His children. Just like with Joseph when he was sold into slavery by his brothers, forsaken by his family, sold into slavery, lied about, his name cast out as evil, put into prison unjustly. He must have had a vision of a God that was still in control, giving thanks in the storm. So, one of the other scriptures said that the Lord said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Is that not reason to be thankful tonight? You see, because God is our refuge and strength, is He not? It doesn't mean that we're exempt from the storm, but it means I can be thankful in it because He's my refuge and He's my strength. And we can say as Job tonight, He knoweth the way that I take. I know that the God is still in control and I can still lift my hand in the middle of the storm, saints. We can still lift our hand and give God praise and thanks because of what He has done and what He has promised to do. And it was like, and it was read, this was read Sunday afternoon as well. And that's why I told you, y'all can share this afternoon, but the Lord gave me some of this to give back. There in the book of Lamentations, when Jeremiah was, he was feeling so desolate. He was feeling so horrible and he was, my strength and my hope has perished. And I just remembered my affliction and my misery. That doesn't sound real spiritually attractive. And yet he said, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind and therefore I have hope. When everything was just so horrible, I remembered something, and I remembered my Creator. I remembered God when everything was just like gall. It was bitterness, and it was sorrow, and it was pain. And therefore I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. And then He said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Weeping may endure for the night, saints, but joy comes in the morning. I don't know when the morning is going to come, and I know when the storms are raging and the waves are so high, that's about all we can see sometimes. But there's going to come a morning. There's going to come a time. So in the storm, let's continue to give God thanks. And I think often of the book there in Habakkuk, when the prophet said, you know, when the oil of the olive tree fails and there's no calves in the stall and in the fields are barren, he was like, yet I will rejoice. It's like nothing's profiting. Everything's falling down. Everything's a failure. Everything I touch is breaking. Have you ever felt that way? I felt that way the other day. it felt like everything I was working on, everything I was doing, things were breaking. And Renee came up and I said, Renee, you don't want me to touch you. I said, you might break. It was just, it felt like things around us, like nothing was what you would say, things were not going well. And I'd work on this and it would break. And things were going here, and whether it was the websites or the financial things or just all around, it seemed like it was like, y'all want to stay away from me. And yet the prophet said, when it feels like that, he said, I will still rejoice. I will still rejoice. I'm still going to give God thanks. And where sin abounds around us that causes grief to us tonight, for our loved ones, where sin doth abound, there's something else that more abounds. What is that? It's grace. Do we not have reason to be thankful in the storm tonight? Because God's grace is still greater than the power of sin. When the children of Israel were blocked by the Red Sea, and it was the middle of the night, it was in a storm, God sent an east wind that blew, and that opened up a way for their deliverance. Folks, God is going to be in the storm with us, and many times the storm is what ends up being our deliverance or someone else's deliverance. David was running for his life from Absalom. Everyone had turned against him. His son was after his life. And I love that passage in Psalms 3. But he was thinking about people were saying, there's no hope for thee from God. In other words, it's too much. There's no help. You're wasting your time. God's not going to help you. And he said, but thou, O Lord, art a shield to me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. He said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me. And then you know what David did in the middle of the storm? He said, I laid me down and slept. And I woke up for the Lord to sustain me. When people said, there's no help, it's past the point. There's no help anymore. It's past that point. And he was running for his life in the storm. And then he also remembered God. And he was able to lay down and sleep because my God is still in control. And as we close this evening, and this is not meant to be a dire Thanksgiving message. We have such wonderful hope and things to be thankful for. We have friends, we have family, we have our church family, but most of all, we have the presence of the Lord, and we have a hope of a brighter tomorrow. Blessed be the God, reading from 1 Peter 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And this is the hope, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. If you love the Lord tonight and you are washed in the blood of Jesus, you've got a reservation. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and they said, nope, we're full. It's filled up. Do you have a reservation? No, I'm sorry. If you don't have a reservation, you can't come in. You have a reservation tonight. God has a reservation for you in heaven. There will be no more storms. There will be no more grief. There will be no more heartache. There will be no more temptation. There will be no more problems. And so when I'm in the storm, do you know sometimes what helps us in the middle of the storm to still be thankful? I've got a reservation. Lord, I want to stay faithful to you, and I thank you that this storm is not forever because a better day is coming. I am very thankful for each one of you tonight. I'm thankful for the congregation. I'm thankful for what the Lord has done, for the blessings of life, for family. But in the storms tonight, I just want to remind you, let's still be thankful. Because we have a good reason to give God praise, not only when we're in that beautiful mountainous region with the calm waters, but in the middle of the storm, Jesus is in the boat, and we're going to make it through the storm, and we have reason to give him thanks. Amen.